When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Ah, can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
The following show may contain adult themes not suitable for children.
Shut the hell up.
Club 1080 with Isaac and Souk.
It does go well with a chicken.
I didn't know hanging out with you was making me smarter.
Full disclosure, Morty, it's not. Temporary super intelligence is just a side effect of the mega seeds dissolving in your rectal cavity.
Oh, man.
Yeah. And once those seeds wear off, you're going to lose most of your motor skills, and you're also going to lose a significant amount of brain functionality for 72 hours, Morty. Starting right about now.
Club 1080 with Isaac and Souk is brought to you by Pub Beer, the official beer of cheap fun.
At the
This is America. We're about winning championships.
I tried everything. We played four white guys in the Egyptian. I mean, we tried everything.
Are you out of your mind?
Oh no, oh no.
Ow!
They were hurting you so bad. Oh, no.
God dang, what do you think?
Shut up.
All right. Nice to have you along here. We're watching some football.
It's back.
We're watching Ravens Chiefs. Some hard hitting.
Yeah, it's been pretty physical out there.
The kickoff thing is pretty lame.
I told you it wasn't going to be much of a thing. People made way too big of a deal out of that.
So,
put my beer helmet back on.
Yeah, put your pub beer helmet on. Let's go.
This thing's kind of falling apart. I'm not certain if this thing's the most quality item that I've ever had, but, you know, hey, let's make it work.
Well, it is cheap fun.
That is true. I mean, nothing says cheap fun like a beer helmet that doesn't really fit, but I think it's kind of falling off. But, and I'm working on one can. It's lopsided now. It's tilting to one side.
Now, could you do... So you got the pub beer...
My beer hat. But I actually have one beer that I can actually drink out of now just in my hand.
Now, could you put like a bottle of vodka on one side and then tonic on the other? Or, you know, whatever it is.
They come in two separate straws, though. It's not a mixture.
So, but I mean, wouldn't that be 50-50? You put both straws in your mouth.
Yeah, I guess you would get
suck like you've never sucked before.
You do have to suck hard. And believe me, earlier I was sucking
right
hard.
Right in the butt?
Yeah. What if I just got rid of this liner? Yeah.
So somebody said, the text line here, they said, I'm 50 years old, and I just 2 years ago... And it, no, he said, I've lived here 50 years. 2 years ago was our first trip to Crater Lake.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I think Crater Lake, I think a lot of these, when we go through this list, I think there's going to be a lot of I've heard of that and I've just never made it out there. And I guarantee Crater Lake is like that for a ton of people.
Yeah, I didn't know that. I always felt bad about never having...
You shouldn't.
Never having gone to Crater Lake, but
no.
I've been there. It's cool.
I went there when I was a kid, and I don't know if I've been back. It's like a 4.5-hour drive. Like, it's a hike out there.
Well, and there's nothing out there.
No, other than, you know, it's Big Crater Lake.
That is something my wife and I've talked about a lot because she's from Massachusetts, obviously, has lived here now with me for, God, almost 15 years. But she's like, there's some spots we haven't been to, and she's a little contentious. It's like, well, I've lived here for so long, yet we haven't seen all these things. And it's like, I don't know. It's kind of a trek to some of these, isn't it?
No matter where you live,
big state,
you're going to have like, I spent 5 years in Utah, and I'm embarrassed at how little that I saw. Like the, I'm shameful that I didn't know this because I love history, but the Transcontinental Railroad met in Utah. That's where the two lines met up. And my buddy was recently, I was having dinner with him, and he was telling me about it. And there's like a thing, you can actually go see the last stake that was driven and where the two trains met. And they've got the actual trains there that are like nose to nose. And I'm like, I was there for 5 years and I didn't even know that. Like there's all kinds of cool national parks, and you know, they got the Salt Flats and the Great Salt Lake. And I guarantee no matter what state you live in, there's all kinds of those things where everyone assumes that you've been there because you've lived there. And you're like, I've lived there my whole life and I haven't.
Now I'm going to have to look up the Kansas landmarks.
Yeah.
Because I guarantee you I haven't been to many of them.
Yeah.
Because they're going to be dumb.
Well,
because there really are no landmarks.
I guarantee that. Well,
there are, but.
So we looked up I didn't look it up.
They're not that cool.
The Oregonian put together the 20 most iconic landmarks, and let me tell you, half of them are dumb.
In Oregon?
Yes.
All right, what do we got?
All right, so number one is the Steens Mountain.
Where's that?
It's the apex of southeast Oregon. The Steens Mountain is not volcanic, but a fault block mountain formed by tectonic plates. You'd be hard pressed to miss it rising out of the arid high desert of eastern Oregon.
No.
Yeah.
Never been.
Steens Mountain.
Wait, but how far south is it?
Oh, it just says the high desert of eastern Oregon.
Never even heard of that.
Steens Mountain.
I've never heard of it either.
Well, that's number 20.
All right, well, we're already 0-1.
All right, the Oregon State Capitol.
Well, I've been there.
That's exactly, boring. But really? Like, that's a must-see?
No, that's a elementary school field trip. That is not a must-see.
Boy, that you. Steens Mountain is way out there.
Is it?
Yeah. I mean, it's like, holy crap.
Is that like near the border?
Yeah, it's like not even near the border, but it's way down there. 6 hours, 5 minute drive from Portland.
Yeah.
It looks pretty, but.
Well, guess who's not going to the Steens Mountain? This guy. So that's what you said. You're like, oh, I've been to all these. No, I told you. You're going to bid to like five of these. The Oregon State Capitol, and by the way, no offense to the Oregon State Capitol.
Yeah. I balled out on the steps of the Capitol.
Oh, yeah, hoopla, right?
Yeah, hoopla.
Yeah.
Should have seen my three-pointers I was draining out there.
I don't know if I, did I play in that? I went down to a hoopla, but I
became the landmark.
I don't know if I played in it. Yeah, people were like,
people were coming from all over to watch me. They
Saatchi back in the day. The other one,
hoopla team this summer for the fan, but nobody wanted to do it.
And I'm not certain if I'm pronouncing this right. Is it the Malheur National Wildlife Refuge?
Malheur.
That's where the stupid Bundys took over.
That's eastern Oregon.
Yeah. Remember
near Burns, right?
Yeah, that's where the jackasses came up and occupied it. Yeah, and they were up there in like the fire tower. So apparently that now
never been there.
Yeah,
FBI shot and killed one of the guys. Yeah, on the road. Yeah.
How about this?
The old guy.
The Alvord Desert.
What?
It's unlike anywhere else in Oregon. It's a large flat in southeast corner of the state. Desert is wide open and expansive. It looks like the Salt Flats. Oh, and by the way, it's bordered by the Steens Mountain.
You know what I did?
What?
Well, so I pulled up Google Maps here.
Yeah.
It's 295 miles to the Alvord Desert.
Yeah.
And then I hit directions, and it says, we cannot find a way there.
Oh, my God.
Like, you can't even drive there.
Well, it's right at the, like, if you're going to see the Steens Mountains, then you also get to see the desert.
Yeah.
And it looks like the Salt Flats.
Looks like it's got a hot springs bathhouse.
Yeah. So it's 70 miles long, and it's 8 miles wide.
Who goes down there?
I don't know. Probably people that, like, want to. I bet you, like.
But you're never even. Nobody's even driving through there.
No.
Like, it's just not.
Yeah.
It's so far off the beaten path, it's not even a thing.
It's a landmark. It's one of our top 20. And then here's what probably the first one you've been to, and this would be the first one I've been to, the Sea Lion Caves.
That's in
Newport or Astoria?
The Tyrone Sea Caves, just north of Florence.
Ah, okay. Yeah. North.
Well, I don't know that I've been there.
You haven't been there? We went there when I was...
Maybe?
I think when I was in high school, some buddies of mine were farting around down there, and then I think I went again maybe when I was in my 20s.
I mean, there's sea lions up and down the coast.
Yeah. Yeah.
You don't necessarily even have to go to that to see some sea lions.
But they got the big caves, and it's, you know. So there you go. So all right, so right now you're 0-5.
No, I've been to one.
Oh, the state capital.
Yeah.
Yeah. How about this one? The Wallawa Lake Tramway.
Yeah, Wallawa Lake. The Wallawa Lake is wonderful.
Have you been to the tram?
I don't know that I've been to the tram.
Say it's one of the most spectacular wonders of Oregon.
Well, I tell you what, the Wallawas are gorgeous, and that's way out there in eastern Oregon, mm-hmm. northeastern Oregon. It's probably not, again, it's so far off the beaten path, unless you've driven up there mm-hmm. for a reason, there would be no reason to go there.
Well, there is
I'm telling you, it is gorgeous.
There is a Swiss-made gondola that goes almost 4,000 feet to the top of Mount Howard, offering spectacular views of the mountains and the lake.
Okay.
So that's 15. The Oregon Caves. It's an official national monument and preserve managed by the National Parks in Southern Oregon.
I saw those as a kid.
Sometimes called the Marble Halls of Oregon.
Okay, never been.
Available March through November.
Those are actually pretty cool. If you're down, I wouldn't take a trip just for that, but if you're down in that area, it's definitely something fun to do.
Okay. Let's see here. The wreck of the Peter, is it Ardale? Without a doubt, the most iconic shipwreck of the Oregon coast. The wreck is found just beyond the parking area of Fort Stephens State Park. The only steel hull remains 270-foot-long sailing ship, which ran aground in 1906 at the mouth of the Columbia River.
Not been, and I got to tell you, I don't. That that's dumb.
You don't want to see the shipwreck?
I know. I see it here. Yeah,
there it is.
That looks stupid. Okay.
Look,
what numbers?
You are just you. Yeah, that was 13.
Yeah, that should be higher. That should be like 20.
Okay,
maybe not even on the. Maybe honorable mention.
All right, the crown jewel of the Columbia River Gorge, the Vista House.
Been there.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, everybody's been there.
Yeah, and yet Schultz,
well, just beautiful views.
And Schultz's given it the. Meh.
It's okay.
Yeah.
What do you do there?
It's gorgeous up there.
No,
well,
it is.
There's nothing to do. It's exactly. Just that is.
Exactly.
I mean, the river, the Columbia River Gorge, is just
yes,
jaw-droppingly beautiful.
Yeah. So there you go.
So you can go and get a look at it up there.
So there's 13, or that's 12, that's 12, excuse me, 11, Washington Park.
Been there.
Yes.
Obviously.
That's pretty easy.
I did it there.
Did you really?
Yeah.
I had a baby.
All right. Nice crop.
Thanks.
Under a blanket?
Is that one of those, like, you back into the parking spaces sort of things?
Yeah, that's yeah, right.
I know how that is. Look that up, Schultz. You might like it.
God.
What?
Not what? On a work computer.
What? I don't know. He's into that. I don't know what he's into. Just saying.
All right, give me 10
could
and then
be,
we'll
could be
we
fun.
Gotta take a break.
Hell's Canyon.
Yes, been there.
Yeah,
yes.
Really fun.
Yeah. I was just over there for the big crab feed. That's way, you want to talk about being way out there, I give you Hell's Canyon.
Well, it sounds like all these have something in common. It's that they're mostly way out there.
Yeah.
So.
Well, Hell's Canyon at least though, I think that there's a difference between like the Wallawas and Hell's Canyon and then way southeast Oregon, because at least Hell's Canyon and the Wallawas are near 84.
Yeah.
And people drive through there. Like, sure. It's not that hard to get. I mean, it's way out there from Portland, but it's not like there's a freeway there. Those landmarks down in whatever, Hot Springs or the mountain, the Steens Mountain, whatever.
Steens Mountains.
Dude, who the hell is driving all the way out there?
Someone that wants to see one of the 20 great landmarks that our state has to offer.
I mean,
you
come
jerk.
On, man. It's absurd.
You're absurd.
It's like pronouncing golf, golf. It's absurd. It's ridiculous.
The Stearns Mountains.
All right. Well, I can't wait to hear the top nine.
Yeah. So far, well, you've been to like what? Are you at three now? You've been to Hell's Canyon,
three, yeah.
Washington Park, no, Vista House, and the State Capitol.
Four. I've been
to
four.
Yeah, four.
All right. I'm doing great.
Oh, you're doing fine.
All right. Club.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret, with ShopPay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port and trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Fantasy freaks and geeks, it's James Kell from the Sleeper King Football Podcast. We all know sleepers can win you championships, but finding these guys takes time. That's where the Sleeper King comes in. Let me do all the research so you don't have to. Every week, I'm going to break down which sleepers you need to pick up off the waiver wire and which surprise deep sleepers could help you win the week. Every episode, just 15 to 20 minutes long, every Tuesday through Friday. Subscribe to the Sleeper King Football Podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your pods.
Continues next on The Fan. Okay, we are going through the top 20 landmarks in Oregon.
Yeah. And I think most of these going forward, you're going to start picking up some, wins. It gets less obscure.
Yeah, some of them I've never even heard of.
No. Yeah.
Much less not. Been to. Yeah.
So we got Hell's Canyon comes in at number 10. Number 9, the Oregon Dunes.
Okay.
Yeah. Duh. I didn't know this. Apparently, it was the inspiration for the sci-fi classic now turned into multiple motion pictures, Dune.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
It says that it was the inspiration for Frank Herbert's classic sci-fi novel, Dune.
Now, I've been to the dunes, but I've never really done much there. Like, I haven't... You know how people... Yeah. What do you rent, like...
You ride the dunes.
Yeah, you ride the dunes.
I haven't done that. I've just been there.
It's
so fun.
I've dune buggied. Is that what those are?
Yeah, I think so.
Dune buggy.
Yeah,
there
fun.
You go.
Yeah.
No, that's a blast. It's like snowmobiling, but on sand. It's so much fun.
Yeah.
Okay.
So there is number 9, scrolling down. Number 8, the Willamette Falls, the largest waterfall in Oregon. No?
Oh, yeah, of course.
Willamette
Falls, yeah.
Okay.
Hello.
You just kind of had that look. I was like, well, you haven't been to the Willamette? Number 7, Three Sisters.
Okay.
Simple.
Obviously been there.
Yep. Number 6, the Painted Hills.
I don't know that I've been out there. I got to look it up.
It is one of the features of the John Day Fossil Beds, National Monument,
in
the high desert of Central Oregon. Color for the deposits of sediment. Paint the landscape with bands of red, gray, black, and brown.
Yeah.
A majestic sight like no other in the Pacific Northwest.
My wife dragged me out there once.
Yeah.
Many years ago.
And did you kind of do the... Eh.
I was like, do we really want to go? I mean, you know.
Therapy.
Can I paint you a picture? And she said no, and we went.
Yeah. They're pretty.
Yeah.
I see you're not impressed.
Not really.
Number 5, Smith Rock.
Yeah. I like Smith Rock.
Yep. Number 4, Haystack Rock. Yep. Winter of the Rocks.
Okay.
Everyone's been there.
That's number 4?
That's number 4.
Yeah. Like, you talk about not really things to do other than just sit at
just
the beach.
Just look at it.
Dude, people love Haystack.
Well, I know.
And the Goonies.
And the Goonies and the whole thing.
Well, but that's the thing. You don't go to Cannon Beach for Haystack Rock. You just go to the beach. And then Haystack Rock is there, and you're like, oh, it's the rock.
But if you were calling Multnomah Falls overrated, which I'm sure is going to be in the top 3.
Yeah.
But might I give you, like, if you're just talking about the actual landmark.
Oh, 100%.
Haystack Rock is more overrated than Multnomah Falls. Yes. At least Multnomah Falls, you can hike it.
Yeah, but at the beach, I got all kinds of stuff at the beach.
No, I said the actual, I'm talking about the physical landmark.
Here's the thing, I'd rather look at Haystack Rock than I would Multnomah Falls.
Yeah, see, I wouldn't. I'd rather see the falls. Mm.
I find the falls to be, here's the thing, I haven't seen many other like super cool rocks on a beach that were in kick-ass movies. Dude, I've seen 1,000 waterfalls that are more impressive than Multnomah Falls. Like when you're in Iceland and you're driving around the country, you're driving from waterfall to waterfall. There are at least 5 waterfalls in between the big waterfalls that you're going to see that are way more impressive than Multnomah Falls. It's not even I don't even think it's a top 5 waterfall in Oregon. So Haystack Rock is 4. Crater Lake comes in at number 3.
Yeah.
Deepest lake in the United States.
It's beautiful.
Yes.
Gotta see it at least once.
Yep. It's Oregon's only full-fledged national park. And it saw more than 750,000 visitors last year.
Yeah, everything else is a state park.
Yes. It is the only full-fledged national park. Number 2, overrated, Multnomah Falls. It's the tallest waterfall, and it is the most popular attraction.
Tallest waterfall in Oregon?
In Oregon, yeah. Yes. And believe it or not, it is indeed the most popular attraction in the state.
Yeah. What's number one?
That is always stunning to me. And number one, I mean, that should be pretty easy. I mean, like...
our studio?
No. I mean, it's like the most iconic thing in our state, especially from Portland. Like... you see it every day.
Mount St. Helens. Close.
Close.
Mount Hood.
Mount Hood. And that I can't argue with.
No. Lots to do.
It's great.
Yeah.
Winter, just, summer.
And it's just, it's stunning. You know, you're lucky every time you're like driving down the highway and you look, and especially like when it's head on and you're just driving and you just see it there on a nice day. You're just like.
Yeah. I like when you fly right by it.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. It's just
like in an aeroplane.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
As long as you don't turn it around.
What?
Go to your destination.
Soon. Oh, yeah. Yeah, make sure you land.
But yeah.
Where we're supposed to.
See, and like of those, the only like the you cannot debate that anything is, I mean, Mount Hood is number one. And it's not even close. Like it's the goat of landmarks.
So I looked up the 20 Kansas said, landmarks.
Yeah, someone said, by the way, why isn't Timberline Lodge on there? True. Timberline Lodge should be on there.
Well, I think that's included in Mount Hood. Is it not?
That's probably true. Yeah.
That's what I think of.
Yeah, I would think so.
Famous Kansas landmarks, dude. I don't even need to get past number one before you're like, what?
What do you mean?
The Cosmosphere, which is it's like a space museum and like a IMAX theater in I think it's in Hutchinson.
That's what we
get? Yes, that's number one on this list.
Really? Wow.
Yeah. And it's cool. It's kind of like a poor man's OMSI.
Yeah.
Only more space oriented, you know, like Space Force.
That's
stuff.
Not doing anyone any good.
Yeah, that's number one.
Space Force.
That's so lame.
We used to take field trips there, like as kids.
Isn't that like one of the worst states to have, like the landmarks?
Well, dude, it's not. I mean, I'm looking through here. Dude, it is bad. It is a bad list. Mm. I mean, bad. Number 4 is the world's largest ball of twine, if that tells you anything.
I was going to ask you if there was...
no! The largest ball of twine. I thought that was in Minnesota.
No.
I'm not shocked there's a cup of yogurt or the largest whatever.
Really?
Wait, it may not even be the largest. That's how bad this list is. It says, number 4, ball of twine. It's a giant ball of twine built by a community in Kansas. It doesn't even say it's the largest.
Yeah, I'm...
Well, in 1973 it was, but I don't know if it is anymore.
Hmm. I would have thought that...
it's in Cocker City.
Weird Al had the biggest ball of twine in Minnesota. I thought that was the twine ball. But I looked up Washington, and I hate to do this. I think Washington has a pretty good one. Like
number one?
Well, no, just in general. Like, I looked at their top 10.
They have a little more than Oregon.
Hold on. There's a giant ball in Cocker City in Kansas. That's pretty good.
Oh, I see what you did there.
Yeah, yeah.
God.
I couldn't help myself. So.
Okay, yeah. So you're going to have Mount St. Helens. You're going to have the Olympic National Forest.
Yep.
You're going to have Rainier.
Yep.
You're going to have... What else would you have there? Obviously,
well, if you want to go waterfall, they've got Snoqualmie Falls, which is no offense, but it's better than Multnomah Falls.
Yeah, Snoqualmie. Yeah, absolutely.
Never been. Where is that?
Kind of north, I think. Right.
Yeah. Oh, Leavenworth's going to be on there. I've been up there. It's beautiful.
And they got the Space Needle on here too.
Oh, that is a fun one.
Yeah.
I mean, that's
cool. Good views.
It's cheesy, but you know, it's
it's good views. You got to do it.
Well, if you want to, think about like city, like skyline things. I mean, it's one of the more recognizable in the country. Like immediately, you know, when you see the Space Needle, you know that you're looking at Seattle.
Have you guys ever eaten dinner up in there in the restaurant?
When I was a kid. Yeah. But now I think it's like $50 to go up.
Oh, it's. Probably. Whoa. I mean, it's like that plus the reservation, yeah, and I'm sure the food is.
You paying $50 to go up there?
Oh, no. No.
Dude, less than 20, I'll go.
No, I want to, because it's been a while, but I remember when taking my kids up there years and years ago and was like, damn, man, they get you. I think the kids might be a little cheaper. I think the kids might be 30.
Yeah, about a decade ago, it was 35 for my dad and I.
But it's expensive.
Damn.
They got the Puget Sound, obviously, which is.
Well, that's kind of generic, but okay.
Well, I mean.
Look at Bill Gates' house.
All right. I guess I'll buy that. Tell me they didn't put the state capitol on there.
No, they did not.
Good.
No. They do have the Arthur Foss tugboat, though.
A tugboat?
It's the oldest wooden tugboat that is still floating.
Stupid.
Pacific Crest Trail.
Yeah. But that's in Oregon, too, right?
Yeah, that goes through. I mean, that goes
so
all
why
the way.
Isn't that on Oregon?
I don't know.
That's a great question, actually.
Well, I guess it's the end of the Pacific Coast Trail.
Yeah, so it's more.
Yeah, I guess
it's the bigger deal.
I mean, technically, I mean, it's where it. Yeah, you can end it there when you're at the Canadian border. So, there you go. That's just that's their top 10.
All right. Yeah, I think Washington has Oregon beat in the landmarks department.
Probably. Pissing people off.
Look, we speak the truth here.
Yeah.
We have courage.
I don't get all the Washington, Oregon hate.
Oh, what about the San Juans? Were the San Juans on there?
Ooh, that's a
dude,
good
those
one.
Things yeah. are San Juan
yeah,
Island?
The San Juans were on there. They had the San Juan. There was a park. Yeah, the San Juans were on there. Did
Take
I not
ferry
say
ride?
That?
Yeah.
You did not.
They were, I think they were like six. San Juan National Historic Park. Yes. Number six.
Go to Seattle. There's just way more to do. And discovering not just like downtown Seattle, but there's like five landmarks, it seems like, kind of right there. Whereas opposed to like Oregon, you're in Portland. You got to go out of Portland to find all these landmarks.
Yeah, no, that's right. But that's the beauty of Oregon. I mean, that's why you come to Oregon.
It's spread out.
The state is just, there's a lot to explore outdoors wise. And that's the calling card. It's great. It doesn't all have to be in one place, Schultzy.
I agree.
MF-er.
All right.
I'm getting defensive.
I love my state, but all right.
I love Oregon and I love Washington. And maybe that's because I've spent so much time in both. But I don't know. I just never understood the weird, like, you know, I get not liking the University of Washington or not liking the University of Oregon, but people get all pissy about literally not liking the state of Washington or the state of Oregon. And I'm like, does tax bother you that much? Like, it's so fascinating. Because like living over in Vancouver, I'll have people both sides that act like I'm on the other side of the moon. They'll be like, where were you? I'm like, oh, I'm going to a bar. They're like, oh, I'll meet up with you. I'm like, okay, it's over here in Portland. Like, I'm not going over there. You're like, what? No. And then the vice versa. I'm like, well, I'm over in Vancouver. You want to come over? They're like, well, I'm not. No, I'm just Vancouver. I'm like, dude, it is from the office in the middle of downtown. It takes me, with no traffic, it takes me 21 minutes. But it takes me 30 to get to Happy Valley. But no one would be like, Happy Valley. Oh, God, I'm not going to Happy Valley.
Well, I don't want to go to Happy Valley. But I would say that that's two very different things. You know, like Vancouver, I mean, I don't want to spend much time in Vancouver if I don't have to. But in the state of Washington, I mean, there's a lot to love and explore there. So it's very similar, maybe even better than Oregon in that way. Yeah. But, you know, it's just the whole Pacific Northwest is a beautiful place to go and be. But Vancouver, Washington, I could skip. But come on. Mount St. Helens, though.
Well, here's the thing about Vancouver. Like, to me, all Vancouver is just a suburb. It's suburb of Portland.
Right,
it's
so why would I want to go there?
Well, I'm not, but I'm saying, like, if you go into Gresham or Happy Valley, or if you go out to Tualatin or wherever, they're no different. It's just a suburb. It's just across. Well, yeah. It's just across the river. But people act like crossing that river somehow is like.
Well, I think the point maybe they're leaving out is that they also don't want to go to Hillsborough in Gresham. Yeah, you know, like, I mean, if you ask them and say, hey, I'm in Vancouver, oh, I don't want to go up there. Then you say, well, I'm in Gresham, come on out. They'd be like, yeah, great. No, they wouldn't. They'd be like, no, I don't want to go there either. So it's all the same.
Okay. So the suburb. Screw the suburbs.
Well, I mean, you know, some are better than others.
Driving sucks.
Like, what is the best sub? Like, if you're going to go to a suburb to party or dine or go to a show, you know, do something, where are you going?
Lake O. West Lynn for me.
Well, I mean, that's a fancy.
But those are, okay, first of all, those are two different suburbs. And
they're
Lake.
Pretty connected, but okay.
Well, but they're two different towns.
All right, fine, Lake O.
Yeah, Lake O. See, I don't know that I'd choose Lake O.
I'm not a Lake O guy.
I don't. I think it's very.
It's you got a cob up your ass.
Well, it's snooty because it's Ritz.
Exactly.
Ritzy. But like, I think it's kind of contrived. Like, it's a little. I don't know. It's not natural.
I don't mind what Tulatin's bringing to the table.
Yeah, I like Tualatin.
Hey, do you know Kyle Knepper?
Yeah, I do know Kyle Knepper.
So he used to work here.
Uh-huh.
I ran into him at Black Butte Ranch a couple weekends ago. Yeah. He is now the head cheese. Well, he's not the head cheese, but he's like the comms guy for Tigard.
Oh, okay.
And he was telling me about all the awesome things in downtown
Tigard,
which there's that little. I don't know if you've ever been there,
but
there's
the main strip.
Yeah, there's a main strip there. It's kind of nice. They're doing a lot of fun stuff there.
I don't mind what Wilsonville's bringing to the table.
I mean, I live in Wilsonville. It sucks that they don't have any spots that. Close like after 11. It's really tough. You got to go to Tualatin to find that late night feel.
Where do you go in Wilsonville? Is there a downtown Wilsonville that I've been missing?
I guess technically that would be like right next to the Fred Meyer off the highway.
I hate to do this because it's going to sound like I'm being a homer. I'm not kidding. The best Portland suburb outside of Lake O, if you want to do the rich thing, because they've got the lake, they got the money. It's very high class. So if you want to eliminate that, because that's a little different. The best all-around suburb, if you're looking for things to do, it's Vancouver. And it's not even close. We have beaches, waterfront. We have, again, anything you want to do on the water, they've got that. We've got Vancouver Lake. There's actually more restaurants and probably better restaurants than most suburbs not named Lake O. The new waterfront down in Vancouver is very nice. We have an El Gaucho, for God's sakes.
Do you have drugs?
We do have drugs. We do got drugs.
Nice Mexican restaurant, Dos Alas, as well. Been down there.
Yeah, Vancouver
is... Yeah, Vancouver's got stuff going on.
And we don't have a lot of the bad homeless, at least, you know, not as bad as is over here. It's more affordable than most of the other places. And for a lot of it, it's really close, depending on where you live in Vancouver. It's actually really close to get anywhere into Portland. I'm telling you, Vancouver for a suburb. People don't want to hear it, but they act like, you know, and it's so far away, and it's really not any more. It's not any further than any other suburb for the most part. And Vancouver actually is a nice suburb. Now, if Portland wasn't where it was at, Vancouver would suck. I would not want to live in Vancouver if you took Vancouver and put it in Kelso. Get out of here. Because I spend most of the stuff that I go do is in Portland, but for a suburb, I'm a big proponent of the Couve.
Beaverton hasn't been mentioned, but it's got a lot going on there.
Yeah, Beaverton's solid.
It is solid. That would be a good word to describe it.
I like Beaverton as well.
Downtown Beaverton's kind of...
You get me out to Hillsborough, now I'm too far, and then the traffic in 26.
I've never spent much time in Hillsborough. I don't know what's going on out there in Hillsborough.
Yeah.
Somebody invite me to Hillsborough.
Yeah, I'm all right.
And I probably won't show up.
No. But Beaverton. Beaverton's solid. Tell you what, though, 26, that puts a bad taste in my mouth.
Yeah, but you mentioned Wilsonville. I hate to say this, but I got to bring up the 5G.
Same thing, right?
The freeway.
Yeah. Sucks.
It's the 5G backing up that freeway.
Yeah. Right? I hate driving through there.
And Vancouver gets that a lot because of the bridge. Oh, I got to cross the bridge. People don't like crossing the bridge.
Well, I did hear about, I know, Schultze, we got to go. I did hear about the Wilsonville. You know how I-5 always gets jammed up in Wilsonville?
Yippers.
I did hear the reason for that. It is shockingly not the 5G under the freeway. It's the fact that there's really only two ways to get in and out of Wilsonville,
exactly.
And they both
involve getting on the freeway. So it just gets packed there.
You basically come to a two exit or like two on ramp area with a three lane bridge in the Boone's Bridge, your gateway down to Woodburn. And that is the only
way.
Unless you're on 99WRE to get out. There's the Charbonneau River there, so we got to cross over that. Unfortunately, limits traffic.
So you
there.
Can't really backdoor anything there. You have to use I-5.
Yeah,
and that's why it's so busy down there.
There's a Canby ferry for like two cars at a time, but that's it.
Yeah. All right, well, there's hot local suburb talk.
Traffic's fun.
Thank you. All right. We got to go. Way behind. You want to know what's going on with Chiefs Ravens? Here's Schultzy. Of course, suburban Oregonians are...
chiming in?
Yeah, they're chiming in. We're getting a Bethany. We're getting a lot of Bethany.
Okay. Haven't spent a lot of time.
Yeah, me neither.
Isn't that Beaverton? Technically? Maybe. I mean, I don't know. Is Bethany its own suburb? I'm not sure about that.
It's an unincorporated community designed in Washington County, right off 26.
Okay, so it's its own. Well, what's the town, though?
I don't want. I think it's
opposite of Hillsboro, basically.
Yeah,
but
it's just like a neighborhood.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's Bethany. There's North Bethany. You know. There you go. Right off of Tannisbourne. Forest Park, if you will.
Well, that's all we have time for.
Yeah. I do have, as someone on the YouTube stream has, a very urgent and pertinent news bulletin. Xavier Worthy's mom, absolute smoke show.
Really?
Yeah.
Googling now.
Looks like his girlfriend.
All right. We'll be back to wrap it up on the fan. All right. Well, we're back on the clock. Or are we? Actually, we're not.
Close enough.
You need to turn on your mic. That'd be the first thing you need to do.
We got a little screwy there.
Yeah, we did. We got hot landmark talk tonight.
Yeah.
We didn't get to my Hell's Angels story, which I'm really disappointed in. I'm really excited about presenting that story.
I got rolled up on like a couple weeks ago by some banditos, and I got a little pucker factor.
Why? Did you think they were going to shoot you?
Well, no. It was kind of one of those where you're stuck in traffic a little bit. Traffic was going real slow, and then, you know, bikes can split the lanes. And so they were kind of splitting the lanes, and then it kind of got clogged up. And it just so happened that, like, they were kind of around my car on both sides. And I wasn't doing anything. It's kind of an unnerving feeling. It's kind of an unnerving feeling.
They're just kind of around you? Do they have little vests and...
Yeah. Yeah, the banditos are kind of they're one of the big... They're another Hell's Angels. So you got, like, the banditos, the Mongols, the Gypsy Jokers... the outlaws, like those are like the big, like, don't mess with them. And it was just kind of one of those for like 10 seconds, they were just kind of surrounding my car. And it was I can only imagine what that feels like when they're actually trying to surround your car. I just so happened it was just a traffic thing.
Did you think they were trying to kill you?
No, but at the same time, I was also like, don't do anything dumb. It was almost like when the cop pulls up behind you, you know, you're like 10 and 2 and just. Like, I didn't want to look at him and, like, make eye contact. I just was
Did you accidentally flip him off?
Yeah, I was like, hey.
Hey, check this out. Oh, why did I do that?
No, just kind of one of those ones. And, you know, a couple times I could see they kind of looking around. And I just, you know, I was like,
yeah, they're watching.
I don't know,
the banditos, they're watching.
I didn't need any of that, you know. What am I going to do?
Was there any females?
Besides get stabbed. No.
No?
I don't think that's allowed.
Because that always... Oh, really?
No. There's no female outlaw.
Well, that's pretty sexist.
It is. There's old ladies, but they're not members.
What? What do you mean?
So, like, girlfriends,
oh,
they're called
so they're
old
riding...
Ladies.
If they're riding with them...
Yeah.
They're not even banditos. They're just...
Yeah, they're bandito old ladies. That's what they call them.
So they are banditos.
No. They are not members.
Well, that's pretty lame.
Yeah, you can't have female outlaw bikers.
Because when I see the female bikers, I'm like, you know.
Yeah.
It kind of takes a little of the edge off, you know?
Yeah.
Like if the Hell's Angels rolled up on me.
Yeah.
But one of them was female.
Exactly.
I'd be like.
Yeah. And then they'd beat you with a tire iron, and then you'd be like, oh.
But like the banditos wouldn't do this.
I have a healthy respect and fear of those particular groups, so. It was fine.
Well,
for 10 seconds, I was puckered.
You survived.
Yeah, it was a great trauma. I just was happy when they moved forward. Yeah.
All right. Everybody have a wonderful night, okay?
Yeah.
Seriously.
I mean that.
Yes.
Our show is back tomorrow, 3 to 7 on The Fan. Good night.